Give me any random topic and I'll tell you a fact about it.
Munich.
Like the place. Mm-hmm. So in Munich, they only eat sausages on Wednesdays.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That, but again, this is just my... This is my fact.
What about toast?
Toast?
Mm.
On a Wednesday?
No, like what's a fact about toast?
Oh, it's bread before.
Really? Hi guys, welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today I am joined by Taylor Ryan.
Hi, I can't believe I'm meeting you in person.
I know. So you're someone that I just found walking around outside.
Yeah, and I said, come in. What are you up to? I do nothing.
Yeah. I was like, I've got a bowl of sweets inside.
I'll have one. Yeah. As long as it hasn't got dairy in it.
Yeah. Oh, do you not eat dairy?
No, so I will shit my pants.
you just drank a glass of milk.
Yeah, no, I'm not even joking yet. She gave me this. I'm not sponsored. This is the best shit I've ever had in my life. Oat milk. What is it? What does it have in it? What syrup is it?
Sugar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I love it.
So, yeah. But, I mean, if you did want to drink some milk and shit yourself, that could be something if maybe started... I mean, you could post that on OnlyFans, maybe?
It goes against the T's and C's. Yeah. However, if there is a platform out there that will allow me to do it, I've got a lot to do with that. So that would be... Yeah, thank you. Don't actually request that. I will never.
Yeah, poo's actually my hard line. Like, I don't do poo.
No. Yeah. No. It's like a weird hard line.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah,
that's my hard line.
Yeah.
No, no, absolutely not.
So you, for a living... Get your flaps out. Similar to me.
I do. Yeah.
Two women of culture.
We really are. Yeah. We're so in touch.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I very much enjoy it.
How long have you been doing it?
Over 6 years.
Oh my God.
I know. It's worn.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yes. Yeah. She's seen some things.
I have. Mm. I've had some weird fucking requests.
Right. Yeah. What's the weirdest you have? People love this shit.
Shall I read one?
Yeah.
No, I actually had one last week.
Oh, really? What was it?
I'm not joking.
Is this on your Instagram or like your OnlyFans?
No, this is on my OnlyFans.
Because the most unhinged ones are on Instagram normally, I find.
Oh.
And I'm like, is Mark Zuckerberg not reading this?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Right, no, I'm not even joking. I'm not going to show the camera because I want to show the username. But I'll show you. This is a legit request. Okay. Do you want to read it? Yeah, you can read it.
Oh, would you feel about wearing a tampered with gas mask while having a live model...
Right, let me say it.
I don't know if I can say it.
Wait, why don't you just bleep the second word?
Yeah.
So I'll say and then just bleep.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it. So it says, how would you feel about wearing a tampered with gas mask while having a live model of f***ing you from behind with another live model of also with a strap on, guzzling the strap on down your throat whilst reenacting while he watches you and masturbates while he hails the activity before you realise it's tampered with.
You know what? I reckon you should put a long beep over all of that. Yeah. So, and it'll just be her mouth moving like that.
Yeah, so the reason why that's been beeped is because it's the most fucking most fucked up
offensive thing I've ever heard. It's the most awful request ever.
And that's my
guess what it is down below in the comments.
Guess what it is. And it's nothing to do with shit.
Yes. Poop would be vanilla.
Oh, you know
compared
what?
To that, yeah.
My hard line goes below poo now. Like,
yeah.
I would do shit over that.
I would do weird stuff before I do that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the weirdest message.
What's the weirdest thing you've actually done?
So, I hate saying the word weird because that's their love. Like, that's what they like to do. That's their
unusual, uncommon.
Uncommon, unusual thing. Mm-hmm. For me, I probably think is, like, I had to talk about biscuits before, which is fine. That's cool.
Valid.
Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously, I talk about that in my day to day. Of course I'll do a fucking video about biscuits.
Yeah.
But I had one recently and he wanted me to do a 7-minute video. The first 5 minutes was a naked stand-up set about buses. And then for the last 2 minutes, I had to, until I came, like really real came, I had to repeat things about him that he had told me. So I'd have to say like where he was from, what his name was, how old he was and stuff while Robin went out.
Okay.
For the last 2 minutes, and I had to pretend that it was like in the interval.
But do you think that's the easiest or hardest stand-up set you've ever done?
You know what? I have done my first ever stand-up in front of 80 people, and that was harder.
Yeah, yeah, that does sound...
Because, like, I don't have material just like that
but,
about
but
buses.
Was he hard? Because that's good.
I'd hope so. Yeah, he did enjoy it. Yeah. I did get good feedback about it.
That's good.
Yeah, and I'll probably use some of the material, to be fair, in my next stand-up.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, like, cheers. Like, thank you for, like, inspiring.
Yeah, you had your, like, first... gig the other day, didn't you, doing some stand-up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was weird. That, I don't know who I think I am, to be honest. I mean, to be fair,
we're definitely, I mean, I know I'm a narcissist. Yeah. The fact that I feel like I can get on camera and like talk, especially if when I'm doing episodes where I'm on my own talking, I'm like, there are people, I'm sure there are people that want
to
hear me chat shit about Into the Void. And yeah, stand-up is like, there are people that want to,
they want to hear my joke.
Like,
people genuinely are going to sit there and laugh at, like, with me. Like, they're going to do that.
Yeah.
I think I am a narcissist, but, like, a really beautiful, pretty one.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's valid.
What do you think's more... Yeah, I feel like getting your butthole out for money is, like, more humble than stand-up.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, that's actually a really good way of looking at things. Like, the next time that you, like... get a hate comment or something and it's like, oh, you have no self-respect, you're so up yourself, it's like you don't even know that I do stand-up yet.
Yeah. Like, or what I find is when people tell me, they're like, so I use it either when people are like, oh, you're not funny, when I post I try and be funny and someone says you're not funny, I'm like, well, of course I'm not, I'm just a whore.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah,
I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm just a slag.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like, if you do OnlyFans, like there is no humor.
Yeah.
And OnlyFans creators, it's simply three holes.
Exactly.
Extras if you ears, nose, like obviously standard three holes. Generally.
Yeah. But OnlyFans, I mean, it's harder work than people think it is.
Yeah, I suppose it is. When I get up at 12 instead of like 2.
Literally same. I literally never get off.
Yeah, no, like it's hard. Like today I had to get on the train. Like I hate this job.
Yeah, I was like, so I was like, spent the last few weeks, I was subletting like in a mate's flat and they all have normal jobs and they were getting off at like 7:30 a.m.
I haven't done that in years.
Yeah. And I was like, what is that life?
That's like a hate crime to yourself.
You literally.
Yeah, that feels like self-harm.
Yeah, so, basically.
I mean, anyone that's got a 9-to-5 that's like constantly like hating, it's like you hate yourself.
Yes.
Genuinely.
But we have to pay tax though, right? And I had a moan the other day on a podcast episode and I posted a clip and I was saying I hate that I get my flats out whatever and then that some of that money goes towards King Charles and people were like, oh, but it's only £1.70, and I was like, but that's my whole wage on OnlyFans.
Yeah,
I only earn like £1.70 a month.
Oh my god, no, literally. Like, yeah. How am I supposed to eat when King Charles is getting my income?
Yeah,
that's sad. Sorry about that.
But yeah, no, so yeah, I make about £1.70.
That's really good, actually. That's, yeah. I feel like I've just managed to get just over the bracket of that. So now, I think I'm like £2.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
what did you have to do for that?
The stand-up
right.
comedy.
Oh, so he paid you £2 for that naked routine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I paid for a pack of grapes that month.
Yes.
Yeah. How much is milk nowadays? Like a tenner or something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
I'm so out of touch with real trade. I just have no idea, honestly.
Basically.
I don't want to pay tax. I think this is a topic of conversation that needs to be had.
Oh, okay. You don't want to pay tax?
No.
I don't mind paying tax depending on what it's going towards.
Yeah, like the NHS.
Yeah.
Like you go... Glen Coco, like, yeah, love you guys
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, and, like, you know, adult social care, like that.
Yeah.
I don't believe necessarily that old people should be thrown out on the streets.
Unpopular opinion. No, I'm joking.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, it depends. You know, the ones that drive really slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate those ones.
Yeah. But yeah, like King Charles. I don't want...
And he's ugly as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to give my money to ugly people. Sorry, I don't.
Yeah. Do you think if he was like hotter...
Then I'd be like...
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be all right to spend that like £1.70.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it is everything I earned that month.
What request have you got? Like, what weird request have you got? Not weird. No, the word is not weird.
Most unusual. Uncommon. Yeah. Most unusual. Well, uncommon. So I had... So the keen listeners might have heard this one before. Of the million Filipino viewers that I have, one of the weirdest videos I did was like I was wearing trainers and I was like stepping on sweets. He wanted me to crush some like gummy sweets.
Any particular flavor or just?
No, he was just get some chewy, you know, like chewy sweets that kind of stick.
Yummy.
Yeah. Because it's actually harder than you think, like to get them to like stick, right? Because I was like, I feel like he wants a particular aesthetic and to see that sort of gelatin sort of stretch, but
yeah, that is hard.
But it was actually like the sweets kind of didn't really go the way I wanted to go. But
so did he pay you charge back? What happened?
No, I think he took it. I don't know, enjoyed it.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah,
stunning. You know what? That is uncommon. I've not had a sweet fetish before.
I've had a like pour custard on myself.
Oh like, yeah, gunge. Like the gunge. Yeah, I have not done one of those, but it's because of autism. I can't do like gross things. I hate gunge. I hate horrible feeling things.
Yeah,
I don't like it. I don't enjoy it.
Yeah,
so I do lose out on a lot of money by not doing that.
So you are autistic.
I am autism.
Wow.
Yeah, as I encompass as a human being, I'm a walking autistic.
You know, everyone who watches this podcast is horny and autistic.
Yes, yes, I can gather.
So, do you think you're the spokesperson for my audience?
I feel like I am. Hey, everyone, by the way. Thanks for electing me. I really appreciate it, all four of you. I didn't say what? It's okay. It's fine. I'm just autistic. I didn't mean it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Apart from I do, because I'm really literal in everything I say. So, take that as you will.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, people like you keep my lights on.
I
do. Yeah.
I do.
You know?
Yeah, you know what? You've got lights on at the moment.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Are you getting the sensory overload thing?
Yeah, no, yeah. I can't. I'm just going to...
Right, okay.
The rest of the time, I'm just... Okay, I can't do this anymore. But yeah, I do feel like the spokesperson for autism. And I am elected myself completely. But I feel like this is part of the narcissistic tendencies in me.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, because I have autism... I will speak for autistic people now.
Yeah. I feel like my narcissism is I feel like I speak for everyone everywhere. I'm like, I am the voice of humans. Yeah. Humanity. Yeah.
The number one person thing actually kills me.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. Because my bio is sexy, funny, and profoundly humble.
I did see that. That did make me giggle
when
I saw that.
It?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I get hate about this, yeah? I get hate about this. And... people will say to me like, oh, that's not very humble of you. And I'm like, Derek, genuinely, you fucking dumb. Like, Derek's dumb. Derek's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, he's the type of person that we hate. Derek, I hate you.
Yeah.
I get those sorts of comments.
Yeah.
And then like, I'll do like a thirst trap or something. And then someone will be like, they'll say the same sort of thing. It's like, well, you say that you're humble when you do videos like this.
Duh.
John, I swear to God, if you don't get off of your Instagram right now and go feed your fucking kids, I'm not even kidding. Stop typing.
Literally.
Yeah, you're stupid. It's just a joke. In fact, it's an ironic joke. Why am I getting so passionate about this?
Because those people are annoying.
They actually are annoying. What's your like most hated comment that you get? Like, what do people comment on your stuff?
Oh, and it's just made me think about it now. I'm getting PTSD. My posture. People recently in my podcast been like, you've got the posture of a... Oh, don't you nod at that.
No. You can't.
It's hard to sit up like this for hours. Mm-hmm. Okay?
It's just from a camera composition point of view. That's my only issue.
Right, yeah.
No, stop it, because I...
People have been really mean about my posture recently.
That's really sad. You do sit like a bit like a banana,
though. I do. Someone said the other day, they were like, your hips are connected to your neck. I was like, oh.
Oh, I see
it's
it.
It's true.
I see it.
But I was like, that could be a fetish.
It could.
Yeah.
And could. Your dad's a banana. Like, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It happens. No, that's actually one of the most awful things someone could say to me.
Yeah.
I always think about my posture.
Like, yeah, same.
Tits out, ass out.
Yeah.
That's why I got the
I think ass out's actually like bad posture, isn't it? Because then you're like curving that spine.
Yeah, just a little...
Girl, I love your curvy spine.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you even looking at the posture anyway? Are you fucking gay?
Yeah, that is...
That's gay.
Fucking... Gay lords
gay.
At home.
Gay. It's nothing wrong with being gay. You're just gay.
Yeah.
So.
Why aren't you commenting on my huge tits instead?
Yeah, look how big they are. Stop it. And her amazing ass.
Yeah.
Sure.
Everyone always comments on my huge dump truck. So. Do you...
What?
Have a big dump truck?
You'll have to subscribe to see.
Oh, yeah. Which reminds me, this... podcast is sponsored by our buttholes. Yeah. No, we don't have any sponsors on this podcast yet. So if you could go subscribe to either of our OnlyFans.
We would really appreciate that.
Genuinely, I
need to pay my rent this month.
Yeah.
Like, I'd really appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. And my dogs won't get fed if you don't, so.
Yeah, I want to double my income
to
about £5 this month.
That's good maths.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right to him.
No.
That's fine though. You're not autistic. You wouldn't understand.
No.
Maths isn't your thing. I feel like you are a bit autistic though.
Do you think?
Yeah.
In what way?
Like autism way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I mean, the autistics love me.
And we always attract our own kind.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Like, yeah. Like the way, no, it's not offensive. It's just...
I was with my friends recently and we were discussing what we think everyone has.
Oh, stunning. And what did everyone say about you?
Yes, well, one of them said, oh, maybe you might be a bit, but I don't think, because before I'd started getting my butthole out for £1.70 a month, I did have a normal job where I worked in mental health and I did work with a lot of people who had autism.
Okay.
And I didn't see any, like, I personally don't see anything in myself that's really autism related.
So then you're also a narcissist, so you wouldn't think.
Yeah, so that is that does sort of blur my vision of the world.
Yeah,
the fact that I'm a narcissist. So.
Yeah, it's like I'm not autistic. I'm a narcissist. It's so you're autistic.
But there is a narcissistic autism.
Is there?
Because I know someone who got diagnosed with it recently. Narcissistic autism.
I'd fucking kill myself if I got diagnosed with narcissistic autism. I'd actually die. Like, I'm a fake narcissist. Like, when it actually comes down to it.
Deep insecurities.
Yeah. Like, I'm really self-aware, self-deprecating, and also if I ever call myself beautiful, like, I am. But it's like, I'm just... aware of that.
Yeah, it's like fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly. But I've had surgeries to get there, do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
But like when I was uglier, I'd still say that I was good looking.
Have you had?
Nose job. I've had my teeth straightened, so that's not surgery. I've had Invisalign.
No. Well, everyone has that, I think.
Yeah.
I had braces when I was younger. Yeah.
It's just the same fucking thing. It's just plastic instead.
Might have paid for by the NHS though.
I had to go private. But that's fine. Boob job.
What was the most painful?
My fucking nose. That hurt so much. Like I was in... I wouldn't recommend them.
No.
But then I went with my friend, Bonnie, last month, and she got hers done, and she was walking the same day. I literally couldn't get out of bed. Like, I was in so much pain. So, I mean, get it done if you're ugly, but like...
I wanted to call you, like, maybe you're weedy, but then I just know if I got surgery, I would be... like the last one up.
Yeah. But then my boobs, like I went home the same day. Like I literally woke up, got discharged from hospital like 3 hours later and then went home. So my nose, it was not a very good time.
Don't sound it.
No.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but it looks great now.
Yeah, I was gonna say now look.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I just am who I am. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like you can actually look at me and not feel sick.
Did you get to use them as a tax write-off?
Only my boobs, not my nose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was sad about that. But my accountants are so fucking good. Like, they won't risk stuff like that. Like, if they're like, no, your nose is not gonna... No.
Have you been audited?
Not yet. No.
Neither.
Take that out.
Yeah. That's just wishing it into existence, isn't it?
Don't do that. Yeah. Come on. Like, I'll be fine, but, like, I can't be actually bothered.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I just... I hope I'm never audited.
Yeah. Like, I don't avoid tax. No, I avoid tax. No, I don't. What's the word? There's one that's
everything
illegal.
Said right now is a joke.
Yeah, I'm joking.
This is a joke.
I am joking.
Yeah.
Be clever about your tax deductibles.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Which is totally legal. And
Yeah.
And your boobs are the moneymaker.
My boobs are the... Oh, yeah, no. The boobs thing is actually legit. Like, I made...
Yeah.
Like, almost double the next
really?
Month. Yeah, but I don't think it was the...
Or did
it
you
was
have
definitely
like a,
the boobs.
Or did you have, like, a viral video around
because
the same
of
time?
My boobs.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, people were comment. I did, like, the ass emoji or the cherries, and everyone was commenting and being like, cherries, which is boobs.
Yes.
And then, like, my Instagram, like, put it on there, and that was popping off. And I just did that a few times in, like, different kind of settings and all of that, and, like, people were like, oh, shit, she's got big tits. And then people were subscribing, so.
Yeah.
And then I made loads of money from my tits, so.
Yeah. You made like £10 that month.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I did. No, that was a good month for me. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the tenor dad.
You do help creators, don't you?
I do.
Sort of like, so what, you have a business where you do courses.
Yeah, SX Creators. Basically, I have an online course and it's like no gatekeeping, no bullshit. Like I hate, when I first started, so when I started 6 years ago, there was like nothing in the industry to help you. And everyone was such a little gatekeeping bitch that like no one wanted to tell you anything. So I figured it all out for myself kind of thing. As it went, I started making friends. They helped me with little bits. And then I just like kind of went on and then like started creating money. And I'm not saying that I was successful fast, but I did manage to become self-employed after 2 years, which is cool. And it wasn't like the type of money that people would want to... like they'd want to make more, but it was great for me. And I was like, you know what, fuck it, like I'm gonna start giving my knowledge out and I'm gonna start like letting people learn what I know. And that's how SX Creators was kind of born. And like I used to use my referral link and then people would use that, and then it got too busy, so I just created an online course.
What are, okay, so a man comes to you, an average looking bloke, and he said, what are your top three things to make me a successful creator?
Just be racist, hate women.
Yeah.
And just be a bit of an incel and you'll get like a lot of followers.
But it's on like, OnlyFans.
Well, I mean, HS Tiki Toki's doing all right with the same principles. So.
Yeah, so just do that but then bend over.
Yeah, and then just make an OnlyFans. Like, just get your following up.
Yeah.
Be, you know, be the incel that everyone
be like,
hates.
Women need to be in the kitchen. Yeah.
And then just start an OnlyFans and it'll be fine.
I do need to get my views up on this podcast.
Yeah.
So
we'll just clip that.
Yeah, so
tag
maybe...
HR.
Yeah, or like if you know, let's talk about being high value women.
Yes.
And how women who do OnlyFans are very low value.
They are.
Yeah.
Which they are. Yeah. Because obviously we got to where we are because we have self-respect.
Yes.
And self-worth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you've obviously got people that do OnlyFans who have little to no self-respect or self-worth. And the link in my bio has nothing to do with OnlyFans in it. It's all about how to be a proper woman.
Yeah. I mean, I hear women nowadays are like spreading their legs for like £5 a month.
Right.
Yeah.
And they just do it online. Just because they can.
Yeah. Okay. And I do it for free.
Love that. Snapchat.
Because I care.
Yeah. I care about...
I care about men's mental health.
I care about men's mental health.
Yeah.
No, genuinely.
Yeah.
When a guy is sad, all I think about is, let me just show you my coochie. For free. Like, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're so actually welcome as well. Like, genuinely. Yeah. That's actually really nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad there's other high value women in this world.
I agree.
And this is not on the SH Creators course.
Yeah. No, you'll find some useful tips there.
Yeah, basically, if you're a man, you're going to fucking hate me because I empower women to be successful on OnlyFans while learning how to kind of take your money kind of thing, but like in a really respectful way. So like they learn how to actually not rinse you or disrespect you. So actually, I'm kind of God.
Yeah, because also, because also in the long run, if you're just rinsing and taking the piss out of people, like you're not going to get those returning customers. Really.
Yeah, there's no retention there. And like, I feel like you've got to treat customers with respect. Like, they're the ones that are like paying the money that pays your bills. Like they're the people that, you know, you talk to every day. Like you create good relationships with these people. So I do actually teach people, like creators, how to actually treat you with respect. So you're welcome.
You are so welcome.
You actually are.
So I have this tape measure here.
Yes.
Because we're going to measure each other's vaginas.
But it wasn't big enough for Kat, so we are going to do that next time.
Yeah. No, so we do have this tape measure because well, we put it on the table and we thought this will make a good...
This does something.
Yeah. This will make a good moment for the podcast. Yeah. A good clickable moment.
Yeah.
Maybe you show me the perfect size.
Okay.
Oh.
The perfect size. Okay, bear with.
What size is inches? The bigger size.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand inches. Oh, you know what?
3 inches ain't that bad, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's actually not that... That's 3 inches, yeah, to where my finger is here.
I actually love 3 inches.
That ain't that bad.
Yeah.
But bear with.
Five inches?
Yes.
That's not bad. I like that.
Oh, yeah, no, that is a good size. That is a good size.
Because that won't hurt. You can go again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, I absolutely love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After the first time, I just want to go again. And yeah, it won't hurt. That's boyfriend dick to me.
I've had this discussion before and I learned what boyfriend dick was.
What's your connotation of boyfriend dick?
Well, it's like dick you don't have to prepare for.
Yeah.
It's just ready to go.
Like in the mornings, like morning sex, you just slide it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can. And it doesn't hurt, but like it's nice. Yeah. I'd say no more than 6 inches is like boyfriend dick. After 6 inches, I'm not your girl, I don't think. I can't really do that. What's your perfect size?
So my perfect size is...
Oh no, you're going right to the bottom.
My perfect size is... You're all perfect. I don't measure perfection by... You see, I just set that all up now so I can make myself look like the better person than you.
Yeah.
I don't... It's meaningless. What counts is the size of your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kat's a virgin.
Yeah.
So you can tell who's been laid and who hasn't. Yeah.
Basically. The 30-year-old virgin.
Yeah, that's fine though, right?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
She's not crying.
I couldn't give it away for free. Yeah. But that's fine.
Yeah. Doesn't and you don't believe in sex before marriage either. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's just one of them, isn't it? What would you even do if someone was like, oh, I don't believe in sex before marriage? What would you actually do? Gotta try before you buy, surely.
I probably wouldn't marry them.
Yeah, okay.
I think...
Yeah, that's a good
idea. I think...
Yeah.
Right, about to say something very smart right now.
Okay.
I think that sex is nice.
Yes.
And should be done when possible, when wanted.
So, what's your opinion on sex on the first date?
Oh, well, I've done that quite a lot.
So your opinion is like, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's done me well as an unmarried 30-year-old, almost 30-year-old.
Love that.
Yeah.
I feel like as a high value woman, as men are gonna say to me now they know that I definitely don't do OnlyFans. I believe sex on the first date is absolutely just crucial.
Yeah,
it's just crucial. Like, I'm sorry, but the vibes are there. Consensual sex on the first date.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's got, you got a consent. Like, it's, I know it's like bottom of the barrel kind of stuff, but I'll just get it out there for the incels listening. Consent. But I do think it's definitely important because, like, what if, genuinely, actually, what if you go on a date with someone like 4 times or 5 times, and then on the 6th date, which is like socially acceptable apparently, they suck.
Yeah.
Like, they actually suck. Then what do you do? What a waste of time.
Or even if, like, it's even bad enough when they're a bad kisser. But if they're a bad fucker.
Yeah, that would suck, wouldn't it? I couldn't.
What's the worst sex you've ever had?
Oh. I can't think off the top of my head. I've had so much. I have had so much sex. I don't know what the worst is. I'm such a, like, a sex positive person.
I think mine is just, you know, when they sort of hammer real hard and you just, there's just not much build up.
Oh my god, I remember. No, you're gonna think this is an actual lie. I swear this is the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Okay.
So, I was talking to this guy, and he came around mine. This is when I used to live in Wales, and he came around mine, and we got into this fucking odd position. We had sex. I mean, come on, I am a slag. And we had sex, and it was like I was on my front, my legs were like up, so my feet were like this, and he was like on my feet with his dick in me, but my bum was up in like this like doggy position. I can't even describe this to you.
Insert drawing here.
I'm gonna have to. I can't even fucking fathom what it was like, and I still don't quite understand it. He falls off and hits his head on my wooden bed frame.
And dies.
No, but he goes unconscious.
Oh my god.
But not for long. It's like 15, 20 seconds or whatever, and I'm literally just like, he's dead. He is dead. He wasn't. He did like come round, and like it might not even been that long, but it felt like that. It might have been like 10 seconds. And then he gets up. We don't finish the job, obviously, because he just hit his head.
Yes.
I go downstairs and I'm like, oh, I'll make you a cup of tea or something.
So, but don't offer someone a cup of tea when they're unconscious.
No.
That's an
unconsensual cup of tea. You have to ask. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go make you a cup of tea, just like chill in bed. We were having sex on top of the duvet and blanket. While we were having sex, he was sweaty.
Is this after he's lost conscious?
No. So this is before. This is before.
Okay.
Like, we didn't have sex again after that. So he is sweaty. He is a sweaty sex person, which is fine. You can sweat during sex, but it was a lot of sweat. So the blanket,
I've had that before.
It was a lot. It went on my face,
like,
actually.
Oh, laundry day. Yeah.
And then we were having sex on this blanket. So when I went downstairs to have the cup, to make the cup of tea, he was getting into bed, but obviously the blanket was like quite wet. So he puts it on the radiator and he tucks it behind the radiator. Now I was in this like cheap ass fucking house, right?
Yeah.
Radiator comes off of the wall. Like, he tucks it too hard, like behind the radiator, and it pops off and it starts leaking underneath.
Oh my god.
I promise this is true. He has to call his dad, who is a plumber or radiator, whatever, and his dad has to come to my house to put the radiator back on the fucking wall in my rental house. That is the worst sex experience of my life.
Yeah, that is the worst, like, after sex.
It was not a fun time. Not at all. And the room stunk of sex.
Oh.
Because he'd been sweating and everything.
Yeah.
So it was gross. The window was open and everything.
And he probably so knows bad. His son stank.
Yeah.
He's like, I know what my boy's been doing.
Yeah. And like, nope.
Did you see him again?
Nope. But he's to this day, I'm pretty sure he still slides into my DMs. I had to restrict him.
Really?
Yeah. Because
anything
like,
you want to say to him right now?
Can you please not sweat so much? And take radiators off the wall, do you know what I mean? Like, it's Or at least don't ask your dad to come back round. Just like learn how to fix radiators.
That is a thing with the sweaty thing. Why do you think some blokes sweat a lot? Is that a genetic thing?
I think it might be. And the thing is, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. But
it's fine. It is a bit annoying.
But it,
like when it's like you just like, oh god, change the bed in.
Like a yeah. Because like sweating during like sex
every
is normal.
Time.
Like if you're like doing sex right, like you're gonna get a little bit hot and heavy, right?
Yeah.
But like to the point where you know what, just have a towel. Or just have a towel, and then it's fine.
Or wear one of those. Wear like a toweling suit. While doing it,
you could wear like a morph suit and just
made
out of hole,
yeah,
and then
made
all
out
the
of toweling,
stay
yeah,
and that would be fine as well.
Yeah, that would work.
I'd have sex with a morph man.
Yeah, would you ever? You know, have this like thing of like there's certain Orthodox religions where they have sex through a hole in a sheet.
Sorry.
You know, there's like a thing. I think there's some like strict religions where they're like sex. It's just for procreation between a man and a wife, so they cut a hole in a sheet. Right, and it should be pleasurable, but there's something quite really kinky about that.
Yeah, it's
don't you
glory
think?
Hole.
Yeah. It's like glory hole for the home.
Yeah. It's like it's not religious. You're just kinky. It's
yeah.
No, I'm not even joking. I learned the other day. Mm. I can't remember what it's called. It's called shifting or something. Mormons do it. I think that's completely wrong, by the way, and I'm really sorry if that's it. Is definitely wrong. But what they do, soaking. It's called soaking.
I've heard of that.
You
know
it.
Yeah.
They put their dick inside the woman, but they don't move.
Yes.
Have you heard of the other soaking that they do? So, if... this is... if you're Mormon... No, actually, this is my opinion. This is fucked. So, the other soaking is when they get a really close friend to them who goes under the bed and then they soak with their wife or their soon-to-be wife or whatever... And then the friend pushes the bed, the mattress, so the motion...
Fuck off!
so they're going in and out. I am not fucking joking. I learnt this the other day.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
What is the idea behind it? It's not sex then?
It's not sex because they're not doing it. It's just if the environment is causing that, then the environment is causing that, but they're not having sex.
Oh my... you might as well. I mean, it's a bit like, you know, there's like... like my friend the other day, like an Orthodox Jewish guy, like paid him 20 quid to like turn his TV on, because you know on like a Sunday, it's either Sunday or a Saturday, they don't use electricity.
Oh my gosh.
But you can make like some believe it's all right if you get a non-Jewish person to turn the electricity on for you.
There's loopholes in everything.
So it's like
there is loopholes in everything.
I'm like, what if I'm... How can I murder someone but not murder them?
Hitman?
Yeah. Or if you just kind of like hold a knife and like sort of encourage them to walk into it.
Yeah, like, do you know you could play you could play hit in the dark and then you just stand there with the knife and you're playing hit. I'm sorry, but I was cutting up potatoes and you ran into me.
Yeah.
And then the judge would
be
like,
that's your fault.
Why are you cutting potatoes in the dark? Well, potatoes grow better in the dark, don't they? They grow under the soil. So they obviously cut nicer.
And you
in
grow
the dark
potatoes as you cut them.
As you cut them. Yeah. So when I was cutting potatoes and they were playing hit in the dark, which was ridiculous for them to do that in the first place, it's their fault.
Playing hit in the dark? What? High intensity interval training?
No, that's so silly if you'd say that.
Hit in the dark? What's
hit? Like, you're it.
You could that could also work. High intensity
interval training in the dark.
Like with put the knife on the floor, I guess, sort of upwards.
Yeah, because then you could be like, right, now do a burpee, and like you both do a burpee at the same time. You're holding your knife.
Yeah.
They do it next to you.
Yeah.
So that's how you could accidentally kill someone.
Yeah.
Would you get done for manslaughter though?
You get done for, I think it's like reckless something.
Oh,
yeah.
What, reckless cutting of potatoes? I'm sorry, I've never heard of that law. Yeah. I've never heard of that law.
Reckless potato cutting.
There you go, loophole. There's a loophole in everything.
So I actually did, just as before this, I was like, shit, let me get on Reddit, see if there's any problems there.
Yeah.
But I saw one on Am I the Arsehole? And it was someone off wanting an opinion on their autistic girlfriend and something she does. And so I thought, wow, I have someone with autism right here in my house.
Oh my God, what a perfect judge.
I feel so blessed.
Oh my God.
And so, let's discuss this.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So, am I the asshole for telling my autistic girlfriend to just deal with toppings on a pizza to save money? Okay. Right. So, for context, we are extremely poor and have less than $200 in our bank account. I wanted to order pizza, so I said, hey, there's this coupon for 40% off any large pizza with three toppings. That coupon could save us a ton of money, which we could spend on other things like gas for the car. I told her this, and she starts talking about how her autism makes her not like certain textures. I tell her that 40% off is 40% off. If she can't, and if she can just pull the toppings off if she doesn't like it on the pizza. She then compares that, I just said, to insulting a person in a wheelchair, as if her autism texture thing is as serious as someone who literally can't walk. I tell her that we're poor and need to save every penny, and that sometimes we have to do things that she won't necessarily like to get by. Is he the asshole for telling her to suck it up to save money?
I'll just say, yeah, that's my answer. Mm-hmm. I'm not even joking. Right, no, autism is mm-hmm. not a choice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Autism is exactly like a person in a wheelchair, because... Mm-hmm. Whether people like it or not, mm-hmm. autism is a disability. Mm-hmm. It's seen as a disability. Well, it's not just seen, it's a disability. So, her having sensory issues with food isn't a choice. Mm. You can't just like, oh, just take the toppings off, but they've been on the pizza. I know that they've been on the pizza. Yeah. I don't like that pizza now. Also, you're not fucking poor if you're ordering pizza. Oh, 40% off, 40% off. Yeah. We could have it for gas. Just get gas then if you're that poor.
Yeah.
And just
get in a bait. Baked beans
and toast. Like, if you're genuinely that poor, pizza is not your fucking problem.
Yeah.
I feel like you're the issue, for starters. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're poor, you wouldn't even be thinking about ordering pizza. Mm. You wouldn't even be like, oh, this is the last penny that I have to my name. That's Domino's. Mm. Yay. No, you'd be like, oh my God, we've got, like, no noodles left in the fucking cupboard. What are we going to have with those? We need some substance. You're not fucking poor. And also, $200 in your bank account. Slay, same.
I mean, and you earned that over like 2 years, that $200 from
like you think you're poor.
You're
so out of touch.
Yeah.
I literally paid £10 the other day for a pint of milk.
Yeah.
In Waitrose.
That's how much that's normal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how much it costs. Mm. Genuinely.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm sure it does. My maid that went said it was £10.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, and I trust her, so I didn't get any change for it. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But yeah, like, autism is a disability. Like, you can't ask someone to, like,
just... Suck it up.
Yeah, suck it up. Are you joking? That is the weirdest thing. You do not deserve her.
No.
You don't deserve her. Like, people with autism really do get told that they just have to do this, deal with that.
Mm.
You deal with it.
Yeah.
You have no pizza.
Yeah, have no pizza.
Just starve. Be that poor starve.
Yeah. Eat her out.
Yeah. Stop being gay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Why do you want pizza when you can just eat your girlfriend? Fucking gay.
Yeah, exactly. Gay lord. Men who say they need food to eat are gay.
Yeah.
Because they're basically saying they don't want to eat pussy.
Yeah, you should that they be able to get pussy.
Yeah, you should be able to live off pussy as a food source. And if you can't,
you're gay.
If you need food, you're gay.
Yeah, I
and that's not. And I love gay people.
Yeah, love. Absolutely love them. But like, you're one of them. So like, I love you, but just say that.
Yeah.
Like, just say you're gay.
Yeah.
And then we'll accept you.
Because I know that every man that doesn't want me is gay.
Yeah. That's factually correct.
Mm.
Yeah. Because there would be no other reason why someone on this planet or the next would find us undesirable.
Agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or unfunny.
Mm.
Yeah. And like, for people that say that we've got like a dry sense of humour, gay.
Their dick's dry.
Yeah, their dick's dry. Mm. Have you tried putting your dick in a pizza?
Yeah.
Get it wet.
Yeah, very gay of you to not put it in a pizza.
Yeah. What's your opinion on that? Do you think he's an asshole?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I'm like, it's clearly, that doesn't sound like, yeah, I'm like, just don't get pizza then. 40% off. I mean, I'm guessing he's American.
Yeah.
Get tacos. Right. They're really cheap in America.
God, they are as well.
Yeah, they're like $2.
Go to Taco Bell.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Why do you have to get pizza, you fat fagins?
Exactly.
It's That's exactly what I thought.
Yes.
I always call people fat. There is actually no reason for it either.
Yeah.
I will call, like, the skinniest person. I'll be like, fat, fat, fat fatkins. Maybe I'm the reason why, like, eating disorders start.
Yeah. This is a body positive podcast, though.
Yeah, so fat, fat, fatkins.
And it's a all our of audience is fat, horny, and autistic, and we love them for it.
Love that. You go eat your pizza, baby.
Yeah, we don't love them in spite of those things. We love them because of those things.
You know what? My actual favourite body type for a guy is...
chubby strong?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like, I don't like rack of abs, and I don't care for that. Like, I like him a bit on the chunkier side. I appreciate that.
They work out, but they eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I want
to... Although eating food is a bit gay. But
but, like, if we're doing it together, and yes. like, it's not, like, a sexual activity,
yeah.
then that's nice. Because, like, when I go out for dinner, I order. I will order. There's no fucking salad on the table when I'm out for dinner, because I want to eat a lot of food. And if you're with someone that doesn't want to eat, unless it's you... then you're gay for two reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, order a large...
What are you trying to be skinny for?
Yeah. To get through the bars.
Trying to be a twink? Yeah.
A twink.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're trying to be a twink. Which is fine, but you're trying to be a twink.
Mm.
Like, they think they're about to get arrested for something to do with children, I'm pretty sure. And they want to slip through the bars in jail. That's why they're trying to get skinny.
Yeah. So...
so you're a criminal.
A nonce.
You're a nonce.
Yeah.
You're a skinny nonce.
Yeah.
Well... order large.
And this all makes perfect sense.
In my head this all works out. And there is no dry humor. I just want to reiterate that.
Yeah,
there is no dry humor.
So what's the worst thing you've ever done, like, ever?
Probably speak. Like, this shit that comes out of my mouth is so grotesquely offensive, and I still do it anyway. Like, I still speak. So probably that. But, like, no. What's the worst thing I've ever done? I stole a pebble from someone's house before because it was so smooth and I loved it.
Wow.
And I wanted to take it home, and a marble from the same pot, actually.
God is looking down pretty angry right now. I'm not going to lie.
I've never told anyone that.
Oh, my God. I might have to leave.
No, stop it. No, stop it. Why, what's the worst thing you've done?
What is the worst thing I've done? Probably just been mean to someone.
Oh.
Probably, like...
you're not a thief, then.
Oh, well, no, I did have a shoplifting phase.
Did you?
Every girl has had a shoplifting phase.
There is no way in hell, yeah.
I saw a meme that was like, all women have a shoplifting phase because back in the day we used to collect nuts and berries. Like,
we don't...
It's our godforsaken right to take something. Evolutionary trait to have a shoplifting phase for a woman.
Do you know when no one scans the bags because you've had to stop paying for them?
Yeah.
I have to pay for it.
Really?
I can't steal. Like, shoplift. I'll steal a pebble. But, like...
yeah.
I can't shoplift.
No, I used to go... I'd take makeup.
Oh, my God. You're talking about... actually...
it was, like, when I was a student at uni. So, I was young.
Yeah, like, you had to.
Yeah.
To survive.
I remember I stole, like, vegan cheese. I was like,
that's expensive, though.
Yeah.
That's like a fiver.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, for, like, a small block.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, like, not good stuff. But yeah. I get it. No, I was at the shop with some of the creators. And we walked past... you know the Lindor aisle where they've got, like, the Pick and Mix Lindor? She just took one. And she ate it. And I had to walk away from her because I was, like, mortified. I was like, I don't know what to do.
Name and shame.
I can't because she might get arrested.
She might. She might get 10 years.
She might get arrested. I can't. I'll tell you after. But I was literally just like, no. And then she did it again because she was like, what? It's funny that two of them did it, actually.
Oh,
I don't even like them anymore. But, like, I was like...
associating with thieves.
No, I don't like them.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't actually like these people. So I could name and shame them, but I won't. Because I don't want them to... I don't want them to get arrested, actually. I'll tell you after. But,
okay.
Yeah, and they did it twice. And I had to just walk away. I was like, there's no... I can't be partial to that. No. I can't.
Shame.
Pay for the Lindor.
Shame.
Pay for the Lindor.
Yeah, my goodness.
They're expensive.
No, I did... I remember I was shopping in...
I just burped into the mic.
That someone would have just came just now. Someone would have just come in their pants because of that. I was saying, I was where I had Lana on the other day. We were talking, and I had a lot of fart requests recently. Have you had them? I feel like there's something in the air at the moment. All these men wanting farting.
No, and I wish, if you have a fart fetish, please, please message me on OnlyFans.
Really? You're just really gassy at the moment. You've got to monetize it.
I just always am.
Okay,
I just always am. Mm. I don't remember if it's the... I can't wait to chat you up. I don't know whether it's the IBS or whether it's the lactose intolerance, but I just always am.
So if you've got a... if you need to do a fart, bitch, you just chug a glass of milk? Would that...
No, I'd shit myself. I would literally just...
Yeah, and that's a hard line. That's a hard line.
That's a hard line. I can't do that. No, I just can.
Mm.
I just can. Mm. It's one of them, so...
So all you fart kings,
yeah,
at home,
yeah,
hit up Taylor. I have done a farting content before as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, how did you find it? Did you find it easy?
Well, I had to wait until I could go.
Oh.
But then Lana revealed the other day that if you just squirt air up there of a douche, then it creates a fart.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Yeah. It's just pressurized air waiting to just
so
out it comes.
Now I can pump out custom farting vids like that if I wanted to.
That's really good advice as
well. If I could get more than 2 subscribers that aren't family members. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Uncle Jerry is not into farts.
Yeah.
Uncle Michael is... So it's only one custom request.
Yeah.
But no, my uncle's actually called Michael. I hate that. I'm so ill. Sorry, Uncle Michael, if you're watching this.
Do all your family know what you do?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I am such an open person. Like, when I say this all the time. When I was 14, I was watching Girls at the Playboy Mansion. I was running home after dance class, where I'd feel so slutty dancing, by the way. I'm like 14 years old in the mirror, like, yeah, just like that. I'm still obviously really good at it. And then I'd run home, I'd have recorded Girls at the Playboy Mansion, and I'd be watching the Playboy Bunnies and Hugh Hefner. And like, that was like my fucking vibe. I've always wanted to be a model, so I started doing that. Nothing like published or serious. I would just get paid to like help build photographers' portfolios.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I would do freelance like that instead, which was great. It was good money for what it's worth. And then I started getting into glamour. So like I just slowly started going up the ladder of being king.
Yeah.
And now I'm king in my own head. Yeah. Like I started as like. Like, the low level, like, oh, she's part of royalty, but, like, not really watching the girls at Playboy Mansion. Then, like, I'd start sending nudes when I was, like, young, underage, on Snapchat to boys my age. And then I started going up the ladder with that again. And then I got to, like, princess level when I started doing glamour. And now I'm king.
And now you've got your OBE coming next week.
Yeah, and it feels that way. Like, I feel so accomplished in, like... where I started as a young teenager to where I am now. I'm so proud of myself.
Genuinely. Yeah.
But I always knew.
So and your family would cheer you on?
No. No.
Yeah, I think pretty much my whole family knows except for my dad.
Except for your dad?
Yeah, my dad doesn't know really what I do.
Is he dead?
No, he's alive. He's just not... internet savvy.
Oh, that's probably for the best then.
Yeah.
Oh, is he like old?
Like late mid 60s.
And he doesn't know what you do.
I tell him I do social media.
Right.
He doesn't know the extent.
Right. That's on my to-do list.
If you're gonna
need his email.
Yeah. If you're watching his dad, I'm sorry.
If you're watching this, she's been joking the whole time. You're such a funny comedian. Like. You're so funny and you're joking.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah, this whole thing is a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are high value women that don't do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
No, genuinely.
Genuinely. Dad. If you search our names, you will not find us on Google Images bent over. No.
We have nothing.
Please don't do that.
That's actually really nasty if you did, because obviously we don't get paid for that. So.
Yeah. If you do... send us a tip after.
That's fine. Like, if you subscribe for like the deal that I've got at the moment, when you get like a free boy girl clip when you join,
yeah,
and then you have a look at my leaked nudes, which is gay anyway, then just tip, say that you've done it.
Yeah,
just let me know. Do you know what I mean?
But that's of course a joke, because you don't do that. You don't do OnlyFans.
No, a high value woman.
Yes.
King.
We would never. We would never.
No. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Thank you for assuming. Mm. Well, 'cause I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, because I've got the best vagina you've ever seen. What, you think I'll do any fans?
Yeah.
It's literally perfect.
Yeah. You think, God, you're so hot, you should get naked for money.
Yeah. Well, because my asshole is literally untouched. You think I'd do OnlyFans and bend over in front of the camera?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that. Well, because it's the tightest thing you've ever seen. Mm. I obviously don't do that. But if I did, obviously the link would be in the bio.
Yeah.
But I don't, so that's a waste of time.
But that would be stupid to do that.
Yeah.
We don't do such things.
And I'd never self-promote like that either.
No. Please don't watch this. I hope you've all stopped watching, actually.
They probably have.
Yeah. No one actually started watching.
No. This is one of those episodes that get, like, 5 views. It's because I've double-checked it over just to, like, watch myself again.
Yeah.
Focusing on just myself.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
We've got Ant in the corner that's just did I do a good editing job?
Yeah, he'll be watching from his laptop.
Yeah.
Getting up with 10 laptops up to get those 10 extra views.
And then that's your dad and my dad.
Yeah.
That's 5.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to be super rich. Yeah. I mean, we are.
£1.70
gets you a long way.
Yep.
So, So, what do I want to ask you?
What do you want to ask me?
What do I want to ask you?
How about, other than the link that doesn't exist, what else have you got online? A YouTube channel, maybe?
Potentially. No. Oh, I do actually have a YouTube, but... Do you know when, like, you make so much content for it and then you have to edit it and then, like...
Yeah.
You don't...
It's actually work.
Don't
want
to do that. Mm. Like, the trying on the underwear and stuff was fun and filming myself was fun. But, like, now I've got to sit down and do things. I just don't... I don't want to.
Kat, you once talked about being work shy. That's why you do what you do. That seems to be a trend here.
What?
Yeah. I do OnlyFans. I don't do OnlyFans, but I did OnlyFans, it's because I don't want to get a job, proper job.
You know what? I would honestly, like, rather die than ever be, like, 9-to-5 employed ever again.
I did it, like, I'm work shy, but it's not my fault. It's my whole family's work shy.
Oh, they're on benefits.
Yeah, they're that kind of family that they sort of do the bare minimum. And then
that sounds just like mine.
Yeah, and it'll be like, and we'll be like, government, can you please? But they're also they're also like highly educated, but with like no, like they're the kind that go to uni, and then but then are still like and could get a job and should, but choose not to, and say, government, can you still please give me money?
Like I deserve to do nothing.
Yeah,
I honestly, if I knew the benefit system better, I'd be fucking fine.
Yes,
I'd be rolling in it.
I know it pretty well because I had to help people like get benefits in my old job.
Oh yeah,
so I could.
You could just stop all
do
of this.
A bit of fraud. Yeah, because
a bit of fraud,
I would actually get more doing benefits than spreading my asshole.
That's sad, isn't it?
Unfortunately, I get like £5 a month. So
it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would rather die than get an actual job again.
Yeah.
Or a common job, not an actual job, obviously, because this is a job.
Yeah.
This is a job.
Yeah. A woman's work is never truly done.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those kitchen quotes.
Yeah. There's always something about Prosecco or a glass of wine, isn't it? It's like, if you hear the Prosecco bottle pop, don't ask questions. Or, I don't know. I can't even think what they say.
A glass a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah. That shit, yeah.
It's like, why wait for the storm to pass when you can learn to dance in the rain? Hashtag Prosecco.
Yeah.
It's like promote low-key alcoholism in women. Like.
Yeah, they do,
it's 5 p.m. somewhere.
No, honestly, that is actually me whenever I'm in the airport on a plane.
Do you do the 10 a.m. drink thing?
So, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I was literally at the airport at 6 a.m. and I was like, half a pint, please. Thank you.
I think for me it has to be at the airport at least 10.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're judging. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
fine. I was also like, I was just came back from Sicily. a day ago.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
so ciao, also, ciao. I'm Italian now.
Yes.
So I don't know why you haven't spoken to me in Italian.
Ciao,
kind
Bella.
Of offensive.
Ciao, Bella.
Obviously on the way out, everyone was at Spoons drinking their pints or whatever at like 8 a.m. But on the way back, it was like, I think I got there like midday, and like there was a couple drinking a glass of wine. And I was like, they're British. They are British. How dare you drink wine midday? But that was a bit crazy for Italy to be drinking wine at midday, actually.
What?
Yeah, they kind of tend to wait a bit later.
Do they?
Actually, well, that's not true at all. I did see loads of people in Italy drinking wine.
Yeah, when I was in Italy, yeah. It got to 12 o'clock and I was just like, oh, perfect.
Yeah.
First glass.
Yeah, I actually don't know anything about anything. No. I'm just saying
things. No, this is actually factual as well. This is just my actual opinion that's facts.
Yeah, yeah.
I do that a lot about so many different subjects.
Mm. Like, give me,
All groups of people. Yeah. Give me any random topic and I'll tell you a fact about it.
Munich.
Like, the place.
Mm-hmm.
So in Munich, they only eat sausages on Wednesdays.
Really?
Yeah. They only eat sausages on Wednesdays. I don't know how true that is, but...
Bit gay.
I'd assume that they did. Yeah. But again, this is just my... This is my fact.
What about toast?
Toast?
Mm.
On a Wednesday?
No, like, what's a fact about toast?
Oh, it's bread before.
Really? Yeah. What?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and then it's toast.
What about doors?
They can be big and small. Mm. If it's like a fairy door, then they're very small. Mm. If it's like a mansion, the door would be quite big. So, or if it's like a giant's house, that'd be quite big, like a regular sized door.
Yeah, what we're doing right now is improv. We are improvising.
Oh, one more then.
Yeah.
One more subject.
Britney Spears.
Ah, the crackhead.
Our favourite crackhead, though.
Oh, you're joking. She's the most iconic person in the whole entire universe.
Love her. I love Britney. I got a photo of her on my wall with Justin.
That's my favourite thing in the whole world, by the way.
Those don't know, I've got a photo of Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake on my wall.
When I walked in and saw that, for a second I was like,
is that my mum and dad?
Have you got a brother? Yeah, is this like a thing? No, a fact about Britney Spears. Her last name is Spears.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. She's cool.
Give me a subject and I'll tell you a fact.
Okay.
See if I can do it.
Shoes.
Shoes are a capitalist construct.
They are.
And we wear them because we are slaves to the man.
That's so real.
Mm.
That's so real. Mm-hmm. Like, we wear shoes because they like weigh us down.
Yeah.
So we actually can't run away from the government as fast.
That's so fucking true.
Yeah. Especially my Uggs.
Yeah.
Like, am I not a slave to the government in these?
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Uggs have come back. I love that they've come back. Oh, they went away for a bit.
I was such a fucking hater as well. Like, when I saw they came back, I was like...
Do you like men in Uggs?
All ugly. No.
Yeah, that would be gay.
That's gay.
Yeah.
No, men in Uggs is gay. Actually, I don't care whether you want your feet to be comfortable, be uncomfortable and not gay. Like, that's no.
Straight men don't wear shoes.
Straight men are Gandhi.
Don't eat food.
It's Gandhi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think Gandhi is peak straight masculinity? Yeah.
Yeah,
if you
he
think
is.
About it.
Yeah. Oh my God, love that Jew.
Yeah.
I love that guy so much. No,
and he knew how to eat pussy.
No, he did. Yeah. Oh, he did. Yeah. Oh, Gandhi.
Yeah, he really liked. They used to call him the
pussy destroyer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he won the Nobel Peace Prize for.
He did. Mm. Yeah, I watched that interview.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, another fact for you. You've got to tell me a fact about kids.
Kids.
Yeah.
We were all one once.
That's real.
And baby goats are cute.
Yeah. We were all baby goats at some point.
We were all baby goats in a past life.
We were. Yeah. I feel that as well.
I'm pretty sure that's what Gandhi used to say as well.
We were all baby goats. At one point, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger and when I was a baby goat and I would just climb up rocks in my field.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've... Well, like, what's the most... non-thing you've done for a lot of money, like you know when it's just like, so you know when you sometimes get someone who like requests, they're like, can you point at me and I'll give you 200 quid?
Yeah.
What's the most?
Blowing up a balloon.
I had that request.
Yeah,
but they wanted it till it exploded.
Oh, so autism couldn't. No,
you just had to blow up the balloon.
I just had to blow up the balloon. Oh, and then let it go.
How much did they give you for that?
I can't remember, like 100 and something.
Worth it.
It was 100 and something. But it was literally for a 3-minute video.
Yeah.
And I just had to blow them up. I didn't have to be naked or anything.
Yeah.
But like, that's the most non-thing I've done for money, yeah. I think. So what was yours?
Well, mine was probably more, when I was like a cam girl, there was like this whale that used to go around.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, those that aren't in the industry, a whale is a big spender that gives you money for doing nothing, basically.
A rich person on all of our pages.
And then he just gave me a grand for nothing. But I remember there was another girl he gave 50k to in one tip.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Fifth Chatterbait would have taken like 20k of it, which is annoying. But...
Guys, honestly, you don't have to be a whale, but just be a spender.
Yeah.
And like, we will give you so much more.
I will give you my soul.
My actual soul.
For like 10 quid.
100%, yeah. Like just an extra tip just to say have a good day. And I will suck your dick.
Send you a photo of like my credit card.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff that we'll do. Mm. You don't have to be... you know, a whale, which is our obvious favourites, but like just spend a little. Also, I'm so nasally because I've got hay fever. Okay, hot girls get hay fever.
I've been sniffing a lot recently as well.
Because you've got hay fever. Because you're a hot girl.
You're
welcome.
You know, I've only started getting hay fever like last 2 years.
Because you got hotter.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yes.
Yeah. Genuinely.
That is so true.
I actually didn't have hay fever growing up. I was an ugly child. And then as I started getting prettier, I got hay fever in the last like 4 years.
Yeah. When my tits came in,
you got hay fever.
Huge.
Yes.
I went, achoo!
Yeah. Achoo! Yeah. Yeah. No, they were.
Fucking grew up to here.
No, I love that. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Genuinely as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm
So we're kind of coming to the end. Have you got anything that you would like to say to the world, do you think?
Everything that I have said on this podcast is a joke, including the OnlyFans. If anyone is offended by what I have said, you are gay.
Yes.
And don't cancel me.
but if people did think for some sick joke you maybe did have an OnlyFans.
Yes.
I mean, I'll put your link, you know, your Instagram and whatnot in the bio. So, I mean, if they were sick.
Yeah. They were weird.
Disgusting creatures.
They want fart stuff. Then
they could, technically.
Search, yeah. Like, _ life of Taylor.
Okay.
If I had a page. And that's probably what I'd call it.
Yeah.
But if I didn't have a page, then I wouldn't call it that.
Mm. They'll be shocked and horrified when they type in www.onlyfans.com/
Taylor Ryan. Yeah.
Like, there will be nothing there.
No, they'll be upset that there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that we're just fat, massive liars.
Mm.
Ugly, fat liars. But
yeah.
So are you.
Or / cat.baker.
Yes. That would be sad.
Yeah. You will be incredibly disappointed.
Sorry about
that. Find there's nothing there.
Sorry.
But anyway, thank you so much for joining me here today, Taylor.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It has been a pleasure, a joy.
I love
everything
London.
I hope for and more. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the fat, horny, autistic Filipino audience at home. We love you so much.
We really do.
Please click like and subscribe. And yeah, thank you. Mwah.
Bye.